today we have a special guest. We have here Michael Boyle. Hello, Mike.
Hi, greetings. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Michael will hold a workshop, a two-hour workshop at the BA camp. And, well, we are very eager to know more about this workshop and, of course, about you. So please, would you introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, sure, of course. My name is Mike Boyle. I have a company here in Vienna called Procura Solutions. And basically, the activities are focusing on the traditional consulting training, sometimes freelance work in all kinds of different facets, and especially with regards to that of what we'll be experiencing here very soon in Vienna in May, concerning the camp itself. I am really looking forward to the discussions that we'll be having, and of course the presentation / workshop that I'll be holding tied to decision analysis. Now, decision analysis is one of those subjects in my mind that isn't very much covered in any of the body of knowledges, either to be found from the IIBA, the BABOK, or from the PMI. And I know, Peter, you're much more familiar with some of the others. But I feel that it's a subject that's somewhat neglected. And I really never understood why, because especially if we do not make the right decision as to which solution we'll actually take up, that has an effect on everything that takes place afterwards. And so I believe that it has more importance than people nominally give credence to.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I don't know if you have the same feeling with that of what you've seen in the other documentation, but okay, we have decision analysis within the BABOK. There is some commentary to be found within the PMI practice guide for the PMI PBA. But if we're looking at it from a project perspective, the contents to be found within the decision is basically the framework by which you establish your project. And so if you don't get that one right, then your project's not going to work.
Okay. I would say normally, well, a project is set up kind of miraculous because it just is there sometimes. And then all the important decisions have been made and nobody's ever thinking about it. Nobody knows how these decisions have been made. That's what I experience often.
Always. Almost always. Basically, we have the analysis prior to the decision, the actual solution. And if you have an experienced BA working on those tasks, then for the most part, you should be coming up with some good material to make a proper decision. But what good is that material that when you get to the decision process, that the decision's made in the belly and not in the head, then it's no surprise that everything that takes place afterwards just goes to the dogs. Furthermore, one of the biggest problems we have, of course, is that transition from pre-project onto a project. And I think that the components to be found within that decision-making process are key here. And so I felt that it was a good opportunity to get people together and talk about this and understand the importance. And of course, the great part of this opportunity for me is to get all kinds of different feedback from all the people that will be attending the BA camp, because of course they have a vast knowledge and everybody has something to offer. Right. And so we just have to give them an opportunity.
Yes. Right. That's the idea of the whole event.
Right.
It's
precisely.
Interesting that you said pre-project because, yes, you know, we have Adrian Reed one day before you with a full day workshop about pre-project problem analysis. So your workshop will be the natural choice afterwards, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
So what will you do in your workshop? What will the participants learn? And what's your plan?
Well, first of all, we need to make sure that we establish traceability from the original problem or opportunity to ensure that the original scope statement is still being adhered to, that we have an alignment between those elements and the requirements and obviously the solutions that we'll be reviewing, And we need to establish right in the beginning, what is the acceptance criteria of this decision? How do we know that we're on track? You don't come up with these metrics at the end while you're actually in the decision-making progress. They need to be established in the beginning. Otherwise, how do you know that you're on track and that you can measure the expectations of your stakeholders? That would be number one. Number two, what does this process actually look like, the decision-making process? Do we have clear guidelines? Do we have best practices that we're actually going ahead and following? Then, of course, looking at the decision quality. How do we ensure that the decision-making process really matches the quality that we need to best fulfill a successful project later on? And how do we actually measure the performance of our decisions? These would be the basic components of that we'll be looking at in my workshop.
Okay, cool. That sounds really interesting, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Unfortunately, there are four workshops in a row, so one has to either divide oneself into four parts, or, well, I would definitely recommend yours, but there are so many great workshops, so it will be a difficult choice, I suppose.
Well, Peter, can you do me a favor? If you ever figure out a way to split yourself into four parts, can you give me the key to that secret? Because I've been looking for that for a number of years, and I still haven't been able to accomplish it. So if you do have some secrets, please share them with me. I think there'd probably be some others who would be keen on learning your secret.
If I can talk afterwards, I will.
Okay, well, good deal.
Okay, then great. Well, your workshop takes place on Thursday, May 12th, and it starts after the keynote in the morning at 10:30. Well, it will last about 2 or 2.5 hours. And well, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners here?
Well, I hope that we're able to come up with a good crowd and. For those that are planning to attend, be prepared to participate, because without the participation of the individuals who will be attending, it won't nearly be as good. And so I look forward to having a lively crowd. Based on my experience with your previous BA camps, I'm sure we will have a lively crowd, and that will make it that much more fun and meaningful for everybody.
Okay, great. Well, that's true. So I'm happy to see you in May. And
yeah, me too.
Thank you for coming and having this short interview.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for the opportunity, Peter and Ingrid. Cheers.
Okay, bye.